Very excited about the athletics program that kicks off in 2017 here in Melbourne when we get the big Nitro at series coming, and Dave Culbert knows all about that. Joins us now. G'day, DC.
G'day, Kev. How you doing? Happy
Good.
New Year.
And Happy New Year to you. Now, obviously, we've had a start down in Tassie to the athletics summer, and a couple of big results for a couple of very promising Australians.
Yeah, the Tasmanian Christmas carnivals have been going around for over 100 years. In fact, the Burnie Carnival celebrated 130 years.
Wow.
On New Year's Day. And it's interesting you talk about, the innovation of having day-night events and events for women and all of these things, which apparently are brand new in 2016-17. But Burnie ran their first night meeting in 1927.
Wow.
So they were a bit ahead of Kerry Packer.
Yes. Yeah, just a touch.
And I think they ran their first women's gift in like 1990 or something like that. So, the Tasmanian Christmas Carnival, it's a unique, it's quintessentially Australian down there. They have the wood chopping, so David Foster's the king of that.
He
brings all his logs and they madly chop them to bits. They have the bike riding around the outside of the footy oval where, there are still velodromes that, the outdoor velodrome around the outside of the football oval and the handicapped foot running on the middle of it, and starts in Latrobe day after Boxing Day, and then they move to Devonport, and there's a indoor criterium cycling event at Launceston, and then at Burnie on New Year's Day. And Morgan Mitchell and Ryan Gregson were just some of the elite Australian athletes that have gone down there. And Morgan had a great carnival. She's the 22-year-old who was a semi-finalist in the 400 metres in Rio and was part of the Australian women's team that made the 4x400 metre final. And she's coached by Peter Fitzgerald, who's a former Olympic sprinter. And following in the tried and tested footsteps of Cathy Freeman, who used to love running anywhere, really. The gun, a car would backfire and Cathy would start sprinting. But it's, rather than just training for the sake of training, Cathy used to compete. And if there was a race on, whether it was the Christmas carnival down in Tassie or an interclub in Melbourne, she'd prefer to be running in that than just doing reps in training. And Cathy won the 400 metres at Devonport, which is their big gift down there, off scratch 23 years ago. And Morgan did the same thing. She won the sprint race at Latrobe and then almost pulled off the treble by winning the 120-metre women's gift at Burnie. She was just shaded there and finished second, but fantastic performance from her. And she's going to have a massive summer, I reckon. And was close to making the Olympic final in Rio. And at just 22 years of age, with some extra speed work and having... all of the different events that she's doing at the moment. It's a perfect preparation, I reckon.
Is she coming into her prime?
She's probably got a bit to go, actually.
Good.
She's a really interesting athlete. She was a former netballer, turned her attention to athletics, won the national title 2 or 3 years ago in Melbourne, sort of burst on the scene, went to the Commonwealth Games in Glasgow, but sort of not lost her way. That's a bit too strong a term, but wasn't in the best possible shape, but is now is actually managed by Cathy's husband, James Murch, and Cathy's her mentor, and Peter Fitz is doing a great job coaching her. So she's sort of getting into that spot where she's going to start making hay while the sun shines. And this year's World Championships in London will be another good step. The Gold Coast Commonwealth Games 2018, just over a year away now. It's not it's April 2018, and then Tokyo Olympics. So all of our athletes, no matter what sport they're in, they've got the perfect couple of years coming up. Events in our time zone, a big Commonwealth Games on home soil, World Championship events, and events like Nitro that are going to put them in the spotlight. So she's begun 2017 in the best possible way.
Is she maturing more as a person too? I met her a couple of years back, and it seems to me that she's matured more in the last couple of years in a big way.
Oh, well, that happens when you're 20, you go from 18, 19 to 22, sort of, you can, it's a difficult time for boys and girls at that age, more so girls probably. There's a lot of distractions. She's got her boyfriend, James Ace, a Collingwood footballer. It's a good combination to have two elite sports people that are sort of going through the same pressures at the same time. They're in the spotlight often, as we saw when poor old James got done by, the umbrella gate. He was very unlucky with the snap at the wrong time. And, so they're going to be living their life in a bit of a spotlight. And that helps, I think, cope with the pressure of having to perform in a major championship, I think.
What about Ryan Gregson? What can you tell us about what he did?
Yeah, well, the little king, he was an Olympic finalist in the 1500 metres in a muddling race. You know, could have got a medal if he was in the right spot. He was trapped back on the fence and couldn't get out when the race was there to be won in the final lap. So he is a regular down there. His girlfriend, Jen Lacaze, is the steeplechase 5,000 metre runner that had a fantastic Olympic Games. And so the Melbourne track squad team, not all of them, a lot of them are up at Falls Creek actually just bashing out kilometre after kilometre, but Ryan and Jen were down there along with their new training partner, Stuart McSwain, who won the mile in Devonport. And then Ryan did an unbelievable feat yesterday in Burnie. He won the mile off scratch, hasn't been done for 50 years, 1967.
Jeez.
So, that's a fair task. He ran 4:03 on the grass. So when you consider the four-minute mile is still something to, to covet for all distance runners. Obviously it's achieved a lot more often now than it was, back in the 50s and 60s when Bannister and Landy were setting that as a benchmark for the world record. But to do it on grass in a pro race when you've got to go around athletes and you're chasing them was a fantastic effort by Ryan Gregson, and shows that he's in good shape as well. And, he's got a lot of running to do in 2017, including, Nitro, where he'll be, a key member of the Australian team across a range of different distance events of the three nights.
Now, when do we find out about the Australian team for the Nitro? That's not quite finalised, is it?
No, it's not finalised yet. There's 42 members in the squad. I think the selectors are working out who's in shape, who's ready, the Bolt All-Stars team's already announced some cracking athletes, haven't announced their distance runners yet. So I think that they're probably just keeping their powder dry a little, and I would expect something probably in the middle of January from the Australian team.
Who are these? Who's this Powell bloke that Usain's got running with him? Who are these people?
He's just bringing along a few mates.
Dear.
Probably to help him in the nightclubs, if anything, but the two of them. I'm not sure if you follow either of those two on social media, but Usain's been busy. He's just been ringing in Manchester United TV to let them know whether he's happy with their form or not. That was hilarious. I'm not sure if you caught up with that. He was watching their most recent match, and Manchester United television was on, and he rang up, and it came up on the screen, Usain from Jamaica, and the host said, we're joined by Usain of Jamaica, thinking it was just a complete pull-through.
Yeah.
And he couldn't convince them that it was actually Usain Bolt just ringing. He's a massive Man U fan, and couldn't convince them that it was actually Usain Bolt from Jamaica. So now Asafa Powell and Michael Frater, who are the relay gold medalists and Olympic hurdles champion, Dawn Harper Nelson from 2008, along with a few others, are some of the names that have already been announced for the Bolt All-Stars. And there's more to come.
And now tickets are on sale now. How are ticket sales going, Dave?
Going pretty well from what I understand. Certainly the final night is the big seller at the moment. It's approaching sellout. Not yet, but it will. So that's on Saturday the 11th of February. The opening night on Saturday the 4th of February, they're going pretty strongly as well. And the Thursday night in the middle, there are still plenty of tickets available for that one. And the thing about Lakeside is that the tickets are pretty cheap. If you just buy a general admission ticket, if you didn't want to sit in the most expensive seat, the family can go along for under $100 for four people, which, you compare that to going to the movies. By the time you buy your popcorn and you do all that, you've churned through plenty of coin, and you're not seeing Usain Bolt.
Yeah, no, exactly right. GA tickets start at $24, so that is a very, very inexpensive night. There's also a big dinner on, I believe, on the Thursday before the ATH start at Crown with Usain holding court there.
Yeah, so there's a gala dinner at Crown. They've been great supporters of the event, Crown, and hosted the launch down there when Usain was in town for the spring racing carnival, and he loves it there. So if you're going to have a dinner anywhere, the best place to hold it is the place where he's staying. So he just has to stroll on downstairs. And, I would expect that athletics fans and sports fans and, SEN audience that love their sport, know their sport, and whether it's, Cristiano Ronaldo or, 6,000 people turned up to watch Roger Federer practice in Perth in the Hopman Cup earlier in the week. So, sports fans will know that this is the place to be on those three nights in February. And if you do like a good night out, then all of the details about the gala and all of it are at the Nitro Athletics website.
This is the number one athlete on the planet at the moment. And he's not only just a great athlete, he's a great showman. I mean, he really does put on a show. He doesn't muck around.
No, well, this is the thing about Nitro that he's been so intimately involved with, because he's, you know, he's tired of putting down the blocks and running for a time and people comparing it to the world record and not just enjoying. It's exactly like the Big Bash, Kev, where, you know, the guys, there's a bowler and there's a batter and there's fielders. Yep. But the Big Bash has just redesigned the way we enjoy the match. And they've done a few little tricks. You know, the boundaries are short, so it's easy to hit a six, and the game's quick, and there's a bit of razzle-dazzle. But, you know, at the end of the day, someone's still bowling a ball and a batsman is trying to smack it or trying not to get out.
Yep.
And, you know, that's what we're trying to do with Nitro, is just twist the way that athletics is presented. So, you know, you're not just focused on, there's no pacemaker. You know, you will not see a pacemaker pacing guys to try and, you know, run a time in a boring race where everyone looks the same. And that's the sort of thing that's been happening in athletics for too long. So, now, Usain loves all of that. The athletes will be out on the track for the entire night, so they'll be introduced as a team. They'll sit as a team out on the track. They'll be issuing instructions. They'll be mic'd up, all of those things we haven't seen in athletics, but we see a little bit in some sports, but probably not enough of it. You know, I'm working on the Hopman Cup coverage at the moment with Seven, and you know, Basil did a fantastic interview last night with Nick Kyrgios in the stands while Daria Gavrilova was playing. And you know, watching the Twitter feed, there were the traditionalists that thought it was terrible that the focus wasn't on the match that was playing, and I personally thought it was a real insight into Nick Kyrgios, because he was a bit more relaxed sitting on the sideline. So that's the sort of thing that we're trying to do with athletics.
It'll be a big success, I think. Looking forward to it. Thanks, Dave. Appreciate your time.
Good on you, Kev.
And all the details, of course, as Dave mentioned, on that website, nitroathletics.com.au.